Welcome to Heaping Spoonful, a twice-monthly conversation with restaurateurs, chefs, growers, and others who have helped generate the legends associated with the eateries across the Mid-South. The team at Benny Keith is proud to sponsor this adventure with the goal of preserving the stories that have helped cultivate an amazing food scene across the Mid-South. So kick back and enjoy A Heaping Spoonful.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Heaping Spoonful. Our goal with this podcast is to share the stories of the Mid-South's top chefs and restaurateurs with our listeners. I'm Kelly Brass, and I'm proud to be your host. Covering the restaurant scene is something I've done, for more than 30 years. Most of that was doing restaurant reviews for Little Rock newspapers and magazines, and that was a whole different trip, long before the internet was a thing. Now, you know, anybody who gets on Yelp or TripAdvisor can tell you how they see and taste things and have pretty much just as much power as anybody does reviews anywhere. But back in the day, it was just me and a guy at the competitive paper, and it was a fun time. But you know what? Now, thanks to Benny Keith Foods, I am a podcaster, and I like talking about food more than I like writing about it. Today, I'm very happy to welcome David Connell, owner of Homer's West, a revered offshoot of the original Homer's. Together, they remain among the most revered restaurants the city of Little Rock has ever known. Welcome to Heaping Spoonful, David.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Glad to be here.
Glad you are. Later in the podcast, we'll look back at the history of Homer's and how your father got it going and your family's grown what he started all those years ago. But first, let's look forward, because we're recording this episode of Heaping Spoonful in early September of 2021, and just yesterday, there was a big piece of restaurant news in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Homer's West is moving, and it's moving just 1.3 miles further west, also on Rodney Parham Road.
That's true. We are moving west. Not very far, but just a little bit further to a bigger building.
Yeah, and you know, it's, to me, as a, again, a food lover and a food historian around here, it's real more than ironic that you're Homer's West. And Homer's is revered a brand as there is in the home cooking world around here. It's moving to a space that was last occupied by Frankie's, which is perhaps the only home cooking brand that endured longer than Homer's. And it was, again, revered and in the Arkansas Food Hall of Fame. You know, things change. Frankie's was no longer viable for lots of reasons. And now Homer's is West is moving in there. So tell us why 11121 North Rodney Parham Road is a better location for Homer's West than 9700 North Rodney Parham Road.
Well, ironically, you know, us moving over to Frankie's, that is an icon in far as Little Rock goes. And so we might get some of their old business just by circumstance. Yeah, it might help. But anyway, the main reason we're moving is the not necessarily the location. We love our location now. We're actually moving not very far to keep the same regulars that we have. Mm-hmm. But the building that we're in is not really made for a full-service restaurant. The kitchen is not sufficient. It's more for a QSR, quick-service restaurant, or fast casual restaurant more. This will allow me to build our kitchen a little bit bigger to accommodate the full-service atmosphere.
Sure, and it's going to let you do some things that you haven't been able to do, right?
Absolutely. We'll be able to have more prep space to allow us to make more things from scratch, homemade desserts, more Southern dishes, breakfast items, brunch items, just allows us to grow, evolve a little bit.
Well, one thing I've known about, you've got some folks who know how to make excellent food, and I'm sure they're excited to know they're going to have even more weapons in their arsenal and more ability to have space and do things like homemade desserts. That's good. So when do you expect to be in your new location, and how much is there going to be much downtime between when you leave 9700 and you move down the road a mile?
We are hoping to be in there by the end of the year.
Great.
And hopefully we won't have much downtime, hopefully a week or two, because we are still operating at Homer's West on 9700 until hopefully a week before.
So yeah,
hopefully it'll
be true. And you were, before we started recording, you were telling me that how this kind of came about. So walk our listeners through the process of how you got approached about moving your restaurant and what it's that kind of whole situation.
Yes, the owner of the Frankie space approached me, and we got together and started talking. He thought that I had mentioned to numerous people that I was looking to evolve the restaurant and get into a bigger kitchen, and he said, "Well, I've got the perfect space for you." And obviously, he approached me and said, "Let's get together and let's build what you want. Let's make this the right way." And I said, I'm all in.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. Because, again, you got a great thing now, and you got a great core of regulars, and they don't have to go far down the street. Plus, they're just going to get more good stuff. I would imagine that you're only going to add to what you have. The people who love certain things in Homer's West, they're not going to have to worry that any of those won't appear at the new spot, right?
Right, that's correct. And one of the biggest features also I'm excited about is we're going to, with the way things are going with takeout and delivery services, mm-hmm. we're going to have a completely separate window for takeout and pickup and catering, and it's going to be very viable for our customers.
Yeah, and that's, I think, again, unfortunately, we're all still dealing with the pandemic, but I think a lot of things that have come out of it are going to stay, like more delivery and more takeout. And so it's good that you'll be able to do that.
Absolutely.
So the new name is Homer's Kitchen Table. Is that just kind of connote how the place is going to be a little bit different?
Well, that is true. The reason why I'm wanting to evolve a little bit with the name is because we're trying to go for more of a family atmosphere, and breakfast is one of our main staples now. And the dinner menu, normally the Homer's evolved from, we were a main lunch place, just 7 to 2, Monday through Friday.
Sure.
Now we've evolved into a full-on weekend brunch, dinner specials, and I just want to make it more of a family atmosphere where people can come and feel like, kind of like when you go into grandma's house and ate. So, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense, and you're going to have more room for it, too. So now we've looked forward to what's coming, by the end of 2021 at Homer's Kitchen Table. Now let's look start now back to the present with the incredible food at Homer's West. So we'll talk more about your set menu in a minute, and a lot of the set menu is also shows up with the daily specials. And that's always been my deal. I walk in and see what, I look in advance and see which day I want to come based on what the specials are. And then, the specials come with 2 sides, and you got 20 sides. So yeah. You got plenty to choose from. And either a homemade roll or corn muffin, I generally go corn muffin. So let's do this for our listeners. I'm going to walk through these specials, and what I'd like you to do is kind of tell me which are the biggest hits. I know they're all popular, and then I'll ask for a little bit of color commentary. So on Mondays at Homer's West, you can choose meatloaf, a pork chop, either fried or grilled, and chicken fried chicken with gravy. So what's the hot one of those?
Well, we've always been known for Meatloaf Monday. That's yeah. where people come. We have people that literally come every Monday and get the same thing.
Yeah.
People are creatures of habit with us. They love the meatloaf. So that yeah. I would say that'd be number one.
Meatloaf Monday, that's great. And then on Tuesday, you've got fried chicken. You also, for those who are looking to a little less calories, you got the baked chicken. You got stuffed bell pepper and then country fried steak with gravy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Fried Chicken Tuesday. Everybody comes to I like to call it Fried Yard Bird. That's what yeah. it's a funny kind of joke I use. But yeah, people love fried chicken, Southern fried chicken.
Yeah, and I tell you, that's the thing I've learned. Unfortunately, my waistline shows it, that you can pretty much pick any day of the week and hit a fried chicken special at a different restaurant. And
that's right.
Oh, and they're so good.
There is a reason why it's called comfort food.
Yeah, and I've used to fried chicken at home.
Yeah.
And then I realized, first off, my batter is a little bland, and, I burn up oil that I can't use again, and my kitchen is a mess. I'm like, I am not frying chicken anymore. I'm coming to Homer's West and getting chicken.
Fried chicken is not ideal to cook at home. It will smell your whole house up.
Yeah.
So
yep.
if you've got a kitchen with a big vent hood, it helps.
And you do. Yeah. So Wednesday is smothered hamburger steak, chicken spaghetti, and fried catfish.
Yes. Well, catfish is always a popular item, but people love our homemade chicken spaghetti. We make it from scratch. It's really good. And obviously the smothered hamburger steak, we bake and wrap it and everything.
Oh, man. Tell us, I grew up, my aunt was known, we'd go out to Benton when I lived in Little Rock and have usually about a 5:30 Sunday supper at my aunt's, and chicken spaghetti was one of her specialties. So tell us a little bit about how that's made.
Well, the chicken spaghetti, like I said, it's made from scratch, and I think the secret ingredient to me is a lot of cheese. I yeah. love cheese oh. and chicken spaghetti. I love it. I love for a chicken spaghetti to be sticky. That's yeah. that's my point. So the more cheese, the better. We use fresh tomatoes, mushrooms. We use fresh chicken. We pull the chicken, we bake it and pull it. So it's really good.
Oh, man. It's only 9 in the morning, but I'm salivating a little bit. So Thursdays, we have chicken and dumplings, chicken and dressing, honey glazed ham, and Homer's tamale platter. So are chicken and dumplings the big one there?
Dumplings and dressing. Dressing, like I said, we make it from our cornbread. We bake the cornbread the day right. before. Season it and let it marinate overnight, and then rebake it. We do a really good job with the dumplings too. We roll it from hand scratch yeast rolls dough. Oh man, it's really good. Yep.
Yeah. It sounds good. Yeah. and then on Friday we've got is Friday and the weekend, because you're a 7 day operation.
That's right.
So you got shrimp and grits, and then you got a lot of the hit, and you got grilled tilapia, but then you come back with the big ones, or some of the big ones: fried chicken, country fried steak, chicken fried steak, and a pork chop.
Absolutely. Friday through the weekend, we usually just do the smorgasbord of a lot of. We'll throw in daily specials from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. The weekend specials just vary.
Yeah,
but yeah. We like to. The shrimp and grits is one of the most popular ones too. That's a very popular item that's really taken off in a lot of restaurants.
It has, and you know, that's one of the ones that you know, 10, 15 years ago, you just didn't see it.
That's right.
So it's cool that y'all are doing that. All right, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break here on Heaping Spoonful, and we'll be back in just a bit with David Connell, the owner of Homer's West, a super popular spot in Little Rock, Arkansas.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Heaping Spoonful. We at Benny Keith Foods enjoy talking about the food scene almost as much as we enjoy providing the top quality ingredients that help restaurateurs and chefs across the Mid-South create their magic. Now let's dive even deeper into the culinary world with your host, Kelly Bass.
Hey, welcome back to Heaping Spoonful. Our guest today is David Connell of Homer's West in Little Rock, Arkansas. I think it's fair to say most people think of Homer's West as a home cooking place, and there's plenty of that on the menu. We just talked about all those great comfort food, fabulous daily specials. But you got a lot of other stuff. I mean, you got a lot of sandwiches. Something that's near and dear to my heart, which is a foot-long chili dog. You do a burger, and it's a good burger, and people dig burgers. And you got salads, and then some of the things I can't really get enough of, which are nachos, wings, Frito chili pie, please, extra onion, please, homemade chili, and homemade cheese dip. I would just guess, and you know the answer to this, that the daily specials and the comfort food are the biggest seller, but do you move through quite a bit of the other stuff too?
Absolutely. You know, we're known for our plate lunches, but yeah, people don't like to eat plate lunches every day. So we have a lot of varieties for people to come in and get burgers, foot long hot dogs. It's just, we give them options and people like that. That way, people come, like I said, daily for meatloaf on Mondays or Wednesdays, hamburger steak, but a lot of them, they will get burned out on that, so they like to have the different options.
And for those listeners of Heaping Spoonful who do not reside in the glorious state of Arkansas, let me just tell you, cheese dip is our thing. we have proven that cheese dip was invented in Arkansas, in Jacksonville, Arkansas, or in Protho Junction at Mexico Chiquito, I believe. And it's not just Mexican restaurants that have cheese dip. So you go almost anywhere, and I bet the cheese dip at Homer's West is good cheese dip.
Absolutely. Well, our cheese dip, we've entered competitions with it before.
Yeah.
And we've placed very well with it. So I can't reveal who has given it to me or the ingredients because
I understand.
I was told not to. So
you're smart not to. And then again, another difference you were talking about in the original days. Well, I guess there was always breakfast, but breakfast is as you already said, is a big thing, and you offer a variety of platters, you know, including the big country breakfast, all sorts of biscuit sandwiches, omelets, biscuits and gravy, French toast, and pancakes. Are the big sellers just all across the board?
Absolutely. Well, my favorite thing at Homer's is the pancakes and the omelets.
Okay.
Now the pancakes are like pillows. If you don't want to eat them, you can put your head down and sleep. The omelets, the traditional omelet to me is like is either a twofold or a trifold.
Right.
We like to, I would say, tenfold it. We spread it out thin and keep folding it. Man. And it becomes more like a big goulash of an omelet. And it makes it, the layers makes it good.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's interesting to me that, and I think a lot of it's just because of people's schedules and the fact they got to try to get up, get the kids out and get out to work. But there are not very many breakfast places, particularly home-owned breakfast places in Little Rock, Arkansas. I mean, I'm sorry, Waffle House fans and IHOP fans, that's just not the same. And so it's really great because you're on a main drag, and I bet you've got a lot of regulars that come in.
That is very true. We have a lot of people that just love to come in and slow down a little bit because, like you said, a lot of people, most people are going through drive-thrus for breakfast, especially during the weekdays.
Right.
They're going through a Chick-fil-A or McDonald's just to get in and out. But we like to slow it down a little bit. We've got groups of people that come in, meet, have coffee. We'll sit there and take their time, not sure. Eat very much, just enjoy the day, you know, enjoy the morning.
Yeah, and I've learned, too, that sometimes when I need to do a business meeting, it's easier to get somebody for breakfast because once they get to the office, they think they're going to get out for lunch, but they may not. So
that's right.
Some breakfast business meetings is really cool, too. Now, You also have a catering menu that features bulk options for many of your classic lunch, dinner dishes and also sides. Is that something you've always done, and is that a substantial business for you?
We just started catering probably not even but about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was never really on my radar to do, but people, like you said, people get busy at work. Corporate offices, doctor's offices, they don't have time for lunch. And they love our food. And they were like, I wish you could bring us food. And I was like, well, why can't I?
Yeah, so, exactly.
I sure can. I'd be love to. And we during the pandemic, it got really busy because people were, obviously restaurants were limited capacity and people were forced to stay indoor and not get out much. So we would box lunches for people. We would also do it in bulk if we can. So yeah, it's been really well.
Well, you opened Homer's West in 2012, so you know here we are 9 years later. So you built a good history and got a great track record of success there, and again built your own group of regulars who are which that used to feel more West Little Rock than it does now. It's really more kind of in the middle of town. But
that's right.
The original Homer's is about 10 miles east and not far from the airport, and it opened in 1986. So you told me you were 12.
That's right.
I'm sure 12, you remember when that happened, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember when my dad bought the restaurant over on Roosevelt. Yeah. And, he had me bussing tables there when I was a kid. So I grew up in that atmosphere.
And then when you opened Homer's West, I figured it was, again, just a chance of instead of making all the people come to us, let's come where the more people are. And then y'all pretty much kept the same formula when you opened Homer's West?
That's right. Like I said, my dad ran the one out on Roosevelt, which was nowhere close to the residential area of Little Rock. So I always, it was kind of my dream to, people would always ask us, I wish y'all would move closer to our house.
Yeah.
And not closer to downtown where people work. So I had a dream just as like, Dad, I want to move one out towards West Little Rock. And he's like, well, you should do it. So I just did it in 2012.
Yeah. And again, you didn't have to change much in terms of what you offered and the recipes. I guess you had to get either somebody who had cooked it to come do it.
Oh, absolutely. I had to, we had to use the recipes for sure.
Yeah. But I'm sure, again, everybody was just like, it's sort of like there was a legendary place in a little town outside of Little Rock called Cottoms.
Sure.
And everybody would drive out to Scott and eat their hubcap burgers and stuff. And then everybody's like, I wish you'd come to us. And so Cottoms in the City happened. Well, Homer's West, as you said, the original Homer's is an industrial area not too far from the airport. And it's not at all by where anybody lives.
That's right.
So, again, y'all made that happen. And at the same time, it gave you the chance to stay open for dinner, which
that's
makes
right.
a lot more sense on Rodney Perriman than does on East Road.
Sure. That's what we wanted to do. I wanted to evolve it into more of a full-service breakfast, lunch, and dinner and family atmosphere. You can't really duplicate what was the original one. It's just a cinder block building that fed people like cattle. They literally come in, ring a bell, they eat, they're out the door, we close at 2:00. So I couldn't have duplicated that if I wanted to.
No, exactly right. And the other thing is you have a full bar, which is a welcome addition in my book, and I have sat at that bar.
Absolutely. Yeah, we wanted to make people at ease when they come in, they wouldn't have a bar at the other one. So we wanted to offer it to them.
Yeah. That's great. And again, it just diversifies the crowd, diversifies the offerings. So Homer, your late father, bought an existing cafe. We talked about in 1986, on Roosevelt. The next step for him in a journey that I remember starting at what was called the Lucky Seven Deli or Lucky Seven Superette on East 6th Street in downtown Little Rock. So, I will tell you to do research to put together these Heaping Spoonful episodes. The internet is the key to the highway for sure because, we can go put in David Connell and Homer's West and all kinds of stuff turned up.
That's right.
But I haven't turned up a lot about your father's connection to the Lucky Seven. So I know you know that story. Can you tell us
Absolutely.
About that?
This is one of my favorite stories to tell about my dad. Even before he ran a Lucky Seven Deli or Superette, mm-hmm. He had a grocery store called Connell's Grocery, and it was off of Fair Park, right here in Midtown. And he used to operate that with my mother. It was kind of a mom and pop grocery store. You could come in there and you could buy loaves of bread, candy, bologna. And, he wanted to evolve that. He's always wanted to keep evolving. So he finally bought a Lucky Seven Deli Superette in downtown Quapaw area. And the building is still there. I'm not sure what it is now. But anyway, he would offer items such as salads, deviled eggs, wrapped sandwiches. And people would come through there, and he would offer them a bologna. Like he could also slice meat for you, offer you loaves of bread. And one day a gentleman came in and he wanted he wanted a bologna sandwich.
Sure.
My dad said, "Well, we don't really have bologna sandwiches. I can get you a loaf of bread and I can get you some bologna." He's like, "Well, will you just cut me up a piece of bologna and put it on some bread? I'll give you an extra 25 cents or 50 cents. My dad said, "Well, sure. For you, Bob, Jim, I'll do that," because he was a regular.
Right.
And then the next day he came in, he's like, "Sure would like a fried bologna sandwich." And my dad said, "Well, I don't have a fryer." And he's like, "Well, you know, it'd be a good idea if you got you a little plug-in fryer. I'd pay you like 50 cents, dollar extra for you to fry me a bologna sandwich." So the very next day, my dad got one of those plug-in fryers.
Yeah.
And the gentleman came back in, and sure enough, bought a bologna sandwich, fried bologna sandwich. And my dad said, "Well, I might be onto something here. I think, and sure enough, the gentleman bring back a friend the next day. He's like, "Hey, I brought by a friend. We're going to get two of those fried bologna sandwiches." And so he kind of was thinking, and he's like, "Well, I could start serving people coming through here fried bologna sandwiches, and I could maybe offer them some sort of meat and three vegetables, meat and two." So he bought some steam tables, started making some homemade meatloaf, some homemade fried chicken, and, you know, the rest is history. And then at Lucky Seven, he would do that. And then he was looking for another place, and there was a place called Circle B out on Roosevelt that was kind of a truck stop.
Yeah.
And he just had the idea to go out there and approach the owner. And he had a good following at Lucky Seven with people coming in and getting plate lunches and sandwiches. And he thought an opportunity to buy a truck stop and turn into Homer's Restaurant.
Yeah.
And that's basically what he did.
And those who haven't been to either place, or if you've only been to one of them, the Lucky Seven is like one-tenth the size of
Homer's.
So they were slinging some good food out of a really small spot. And that place is still there, and it's still a little convenience store.
That's right. I think it is, yeah.
But in that area has grown up now. You know, the market area is kind of pushed down. That's right. Fassler Hall and Dust Bowl, which are cool places,
that's right,
right behind it. But, yeah, that's great. But, again, seize the opportunity, you know. Seize, S-E-E-S, S-E-I-Z-E.
That's right, both. Yeah.
He saw what was available, and he said, "Let's go for it." And it evolved from a one-off bologna sandwich to, again, one of the most revered places in town. So
that's why still today I have a bologna sandwich, a fried bologna sandwich on the menu.
I saw that. Yeah, that's still an homage to Dad and the way it all got going.
Absolutely.
And so you were about 12, and you said you started busing tables, and I guess just jumped in and learned the business.
Well, I guess I was kind of forced to, but I enjoyed it. I loved busing tables as a kid and just talking with people. And my dad would always run around. He was kind of the he should have run for mayor, because he loved to talk. We used to have a lot of politicians and lobbyists come in the restaurant, and he was always glad handing people, and
sure,
it was really fun for me to watch.
And so did you just continue to work there? Did you get a break like during high school?
I did. I went to college in University of Arkansas, and and when I came back, I jumped headfirst in with my dad. And that's what the reason I jumped headfirst in is I wanted to evolve it again. I wanted to move west. I wanted to open it up another one. And he gave me his blessing. He said, "Let's do it."
That's super cool. That's a great story. Yeah. And I'm glad you've been able to carry on and take it forward. You know, that Homer's West is a whole different operation. And now Kitchen Table is going to be even bigger and better
than
that. And I'm excited. And we'll have to catch up after you get that up and running, and we'll
come
check it out. So, well, that's a cool story, your father's journey from Lucky Seven to the original Homer's, and you opening Homer's West, and now getting ready to head down the street with Homer's Kitchen Table. So good luck with that, David, and really appreciate being my guest on Heaping Spoonful. And we appreciate all of you listening today. Remember, we post new episodes the first and third Tuesday of each month, and we've put up almost 50 by now, so please keep an eye out for the new ones. Go back and check out the ones you missed. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Heaping Spoonful. On behalf of all of us at Benny Keith Foods, Mid-South Division, please know how much we love connecting you with the legends of the culinary scene and their unique stories. I look forward to the next time we can offer you another Heaping Spoonful.